Congregation may be seated if the children will join me for the children's message. Good morning. Hannah, would you like to come join us, dear? Okay. Well, you're invited. Marcus, why don't you come sit right here, bud? Hey, guys. I'm Pastor Matt. I thought that it would be helpful. I think I pretty much know all your names at this point, but maybe if we're going to talk to each other, it might be helpful if we had name tags today. Does that sound okay? This one, I went ahead and pre-wrote these so that it would be faster. Okay, so I should have one for all of you. This one says Saint. Who's this one for? I think this one's for you, Mason. Okay, there you go. This one says Saint. That one must be for you, Isabel. This one says Saint. Calvin, I think that's you. And Saint Gracie, that's you. And let's see, Saint Gavin, Ross might be right here. I'm having trouble getting this paper. Okay. And Conrad, Saint. And Rosala, Saint. And who are we missing down here? Raya. Okay, there you go. Yep, Ashton, there you go, Saint. And, look at this. This is perfect. We have the exact right number. That's for Saint Marcus and for Saint Hannah. If you would, just make sure everybody knows everybody. Turn to one person beside you and tell them, hello, I'm Saint, and then say your name. Hey, I'm Saint Matt. What's your name? Saint Marcus? Good to meet you. Is that how you guys usually introduce yourselves? No, really? What are saints? Do you guys know what they are? No. People, okay. What kind of people? What do you think, Calvin? People of God? Yeah, that's a really good way to think about it, actually. Yeah. So a lot of times when we talk about saints, we talk about sort of a special class of people who might be like very holy or very close to God and things like that. But here's the thing. We believe that even though we're all sinners, God also claims us as the people of God, the people who belong to God. And in our baptism, God washes that sin away and we become saints too, right? So All Saints Sunday today is a day when we think about people who have been people of God who have died, is a lot of times what we think about when we talk about All Saints Sunday. We're going to have a funeral tomorrow for one of the saints who used to sit right back there. Raise your hand, Miss Dottie, if you would. Do you see where Miss Dottie's sitting? Miss Dottie's sister was one of the saints who we're going to celebrate tomorrow, and you may have seen her sitting right back there with Miss Dottie. Her name was Lydia. She was one of the saints we're going to have a funeral for tomorrow because she has died and she's with Jesus now. But it's not just about saints who have died. All Saints Sunday is about remembering those people and realizing that we're saints too. God calls us to be saints, the people of God who work for God's kingdom on earth. We're going to hear in our reading today about what it's like to live life as one of God's saints and how we act when we do that. And you know what one of the easiest ways to think about that is? Jesus says to his disciples, he says, what I want you to do is to treat other people how you want to be treated. Have you ever heard that before? So even if people aren't good to you, that means you be good to them, right? Because that's how you would want people to treat you. We call it the golden rule sometimes. Treat other people how you would want to be treated. And that's how we live as the saints of God. So, will you guys pray with me? Lord God, we are your saints. Make us holy. Help us treat others how we would want to be treated. Amen. Thank you, guys. Okay, all the saints who are going to Children's Church can line up at that door and wait for our children's church leader, and you are welcome to sit with your folks in your seats too.